I hope you enjoyed hearing the examples Benazir shared with us from Kyrgyzstan. It may have even helped you think about some of our own situations and how empathy plays a role in nearly every aspect of our work. When we try to understand what empathy is, we often think of it as our ability to think like another person, to understand their ideas, their emotions, and to think from their perspective. Being empathetic, sensitive, and open to the views, concerns, ideas, and perspectives of others is a critical quality for conservationists to have. It's important to note that the ability to be empathetic with another person, with our stakeholders, for example, can be practiced and improved. In the case study that Benazir shared about the SLE program, one interesting point that stood out was that Benazir's conservation organization and the community had an agreement on how decisions would be made about the use of the community funds. There was an agreed upon protocol, but the Snow Leopard Enterprise community didn't follow that process. Instead, they made a decision on their own without the proper protocol and distributed the funds, only telling Benazir and her team after the fact. Now, we can imagine that there may have been many reactions that we may have had. Benazir and her team could have been frustrated and reacted to the breach of the agreement. But instead, they practiced empathy by being open and really listening, and they were sensitive to the views of the community. The team worked to understand the perspective of the community rather than reacting with their own emotions. They actively listened and were able to understand and then support the community's decision to give emergency health funds to the community members that needed it. In the case of the predator-proof corrals, the team also showed a great deal of empathy. Given the loss of so many livestock to snow leopards, the team and the community felt a predator-proof corral would be helpful. But perhaps because they were skeptical or for other underlying concerns, the community was resistant to help with any of the financial investment for the materials. Now, you may have experienced this. The team could have reacted in any number of ways: frustration, trying to convince them, walking away and saying that without the financial help, the corral would not be built. But the team took stock and felt that the community still wanted the corrals, and so they went forward paying for everything and beginning the build. The community saw the sensitivity to their loss and their needs, and eventually they joined in the build, and later they agreed to pay for transportation and for part of the costs. The team put themselves in the minds and concerns of the community and were able to react with sensitivity, respect, and empathy. And it ended up strengthening their relationship with the community and their conservation efforts. Several examples of empathy were highlighted in the story of the beekeeping efforts. Benazir and the team could have reacted again in frustration when the community leader didn't call the meeting before they arrived in the village. They had traveled a long way and no one had shown up. I'm sure this has happened to many of us when a meeting either isn't called or it starts at a very different time than planned. Putting ourselves in the shoes of others, realizing that mistakes happen or that the communities may have chores and other things that they need to get through before they can attend a meeting, this empathy and relating with others can really help a great deal in creating respectful, equal partnerships with the community. In this case, Benazir and her team showed that they really cared about the people, not just the agenda at hand. Benazir further shared how, even though they were scheduled to leave the village, they accepted the invitation of one of the community members to their home. The information that they learned and the goodwill they gained from that decision to remain present and engaged personally helped bridge good feelings in the community that helped ultimately with the conservation efforts. As Benazir shared, being empathetic is an extremely important skill for community-based conservation. It can help one to understand the different perspectives of local communities, help us be more sensitive and open towards local people, their concerns and needs, and to view problems and opportunities not only from our point of view, but from the viewpoint of others in order to create meaningful conservation interventions. Empathy allows us to build partnerships beyond our own conservation goals, but rather building human connections as a foundation for our community conservation.